Good morning. It may be a little quieter in your neighborhood than it's been the past few days. Thanks for listening to WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara at 904. Over 40 medical personnel are volunteering this week at the John Deere Classic at TPC at Deer Run in Silvis, assisting tournament goers with injuries and weather-related illnesses. Dr. Andrew Friedrich, an emergency department physician at Unity Point Health, says spectators can flag down a volunteer for medical assistance if they need it.
So it's going to be heat exposure and dehydration. Obviously, those are going to be by far the most common things, and you see a lot of fallouts from that, from walking those hills, not getting enough hydration, and just getting exposed to that sun and heat. So that's what we're going to be mostly on the lookout for.
He says the volunteers will remain on the golf course as long as there are patrons. In tournament play at the Classic, 27-year-old Texan Hayden Springer leads going into round two at 12 under par for the tournament. Iowa's Zach Johnson is 6 under. Jordan Spieth is at 2 under. WVIK Quad Cities weather. Today, increasing clouds in the afternoon. 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm after 5 p.m. High near 76. Tonight, partly cloudy. Slight chance of showers and a low around 61. For Saturday, sunny. High near 82. And for Sunday, partly sunny. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 83. Coming up on Think, we regularly hear about how climate change affects the ecosystem, but we rarely hear about how it affects human bodies, why increasing heat waves kill the most vulnerable, and how they will affect food supplies and water resources, even disease outbreaks. That's at noon today on Think, right here on WVIK.